The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Nikki Thunder of KCHE in Cherokee. Nikki, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right, thank you, Senator. You know, with school closing and the legislative session suspending for 30 days because of the coronavirus, what kind of an update can you give us on a national level?
More of the same, but probably 40, 50 different ways of doing it, because so many of these things like school closings and businesses shutting down and having shorter hours varies from city to city, and probably most of that's probably at the city level. But you can imagine that things change pretty fast, because yesterday it was CDC said no crowd of more than 250. Earlier today that was 50, and I've just been informed that now it's down to 10 on an advocacy group. Keep your distance from other people by 6 feet. Things of that nature. And I'll stop there unless you have a follow-up on that subject.
Okay, what can you tell us about the overwhelming support on an $8 billion coronavirus relief package that was passed by the House of Representatives?
Well, first of all, we're going to pass one. It may be changed just a little bit. But, you know, it does provide funding and resources to the government's effort to curtail the virus. And it's phase two. Phase one was that first $8.3 billion. And then at 6 o'clock Eastern time, an hour from now, I will be meeting with other chairmen of Senate committees and people from the administration, including, I think, Secretary Mnuchin, to find out what we do on phase three, which will probably be bigger than anything we've done so far.
Okay, and then, Senator, could you talk about the introduction of the SALE Act to protect cattle farmers?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to give credit to Mr. Inhofe of Oklahoma, because he's leading the group. And, you know, in any industry, accountability is very important. And this bill will make sure that both livestock dealers and farmers are protected going forward without negatively impacting their bottom line. We would address the problem of dealer payment default. And, you know, in every farmer's got to have a quick turnaround in between the purchase and resale of cattle by a dealer. And that sometimes leaves the rancher who originally owned the cattle with little recourse if a dealer defaults on the purchase because the livestock has already been resold. So it kind of builds upon legislation that the Department of Agriculture already does to protect farmers, and Ernst is also leading in this effort. So that's very important, because she knows how important agriculture is to Iowa. Okay, your next question.
Okay, as I was on your website, can you tell us about the bipartisan, bicameral group releasing the GAO report, finding increases in the FOIA backlogs and continued delays in agency compliance?
Freedom of Information Act. Remember that this month or last week or someday this month, in other words, right now sometime, is what we call Sunshine Day, Sunshine Week. Who knows what it is? It can be one day, or it can be a week, or sometimes we have months. But anyway, you're a journalist, so you want facts, and we've had the Freedom of Information Act, I'll bet you, for five decades, and it's not just for journalists. Sometimes members of Congress have to use it. We shouldn't have to use it. We should just be able to ask for information and get it. But if you don't get any member of Congress to do it for you, then you can go and file this application with a certain agency and get it. And what the GAO report says is it's not the spirit of the legislation isn't honored the way it should be. In other words, there's people that are finding all kinds of ways of keeping the public's business from being public. And I see you as a journalist, you know, getting information so that government, the public's business is public if you want to make something public that isn't public. And with that sort of effort on your part or Chuck Grassley's part as a member of the Senate, transparency brings accountability. And that's what good government's all about, is accountability. You got to hold people responsible if they screw up or violate the law or maybe commit fraud, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what it is. Next question.
This will be the last one. I ran out of questions. I was relying on the other person, too. Could you go ahead and talk about some issues that are going to be covered in Washington, major topics in the near future?
Well, two this week, and then after this week, I really can't say. I don't think our leader told us what might be up after that. But I want to tell you, at the end of what's coming up this week, I want to tell you what my goal is for between now and May the 20th. Number one is we got to do this phase two that we're working on this week. The other one is a Foreign Intelligence Surveilling Act, which sets up what we call the FISA court, and how you get through this secret court, law enforcement can get permission to go after foreign agents, or if they have to do it on a U.S. citizen, go after them. The Inspector General's report from the DOJ, Department of Justice, said that there was just a lot of violations of the constitutional rights of people. And we've got to change that as we reauthorize the FISA Act. The last thing I want to say is that my drug pricing bill, we've got a final score from Congressional Budget Office, and this is the bill I'm referring to that we got to get passed by May the 20th. It saves $95 billion of taxpayers' money, and it saves, I think, $58 billion for the consumer on drug costs. And the way it saves $95 billion of tax money is because the government's the biggest buyer of drugs, pills, et cetera, at $138 billion last year. So prices have been going up 5 to 10% January 1st and going up a lot more than the cost of inflation in recent years. And my bill would limit the increases that drug companies, that we're going to subsidize drug companies to no more than the consumer price index, which now would be about 2%. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator. You have a great day.
Thank you, Nikki, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.